A frayed plug doesn't work very well. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. A frayed plug doesn't work very well. Ingeborg is vice president here at the University of Healing, and Ingeborg is a very smart girl. She runs our mailing department and part of our publications department, and she's just a very active lady, very active. She called me yesterday, and she says, Herb, my printer doesn't work. What's the matter? And I said, well, have you checked the plug? Have you checked to see that it's plugged in? Yes, it's plugged in. Everything works just fine. Everything is plugged in. And so we looked around and checked around and looked around and checked around. And then we pulled out her plugging system, and we pulled out the plug that went to the printer, and we checked. It has four spots where it could have a problem. And two of the spots were just fine, and the spot where we plugged it into the electricity was just fine. But the spot that we plugged it into the printer connection was not fine. It had wires that had been pulled. And as we shook those wires that had been pulled, the printer started and stopped and started and stopped. Anita was there giving me a little helping hand on this as we were checking over the wiring, and she was pulling the wire back and forth. She says, look, see, the light goes on, the light goes off. And I said, for goodness sakes, the wire is frayed, and it's worn out, and it is unraveled. For goodness sakes. Now, our first thought was to repair the wire. And I said, that cord, that plug, looks just like the cords that we use on our computers. We plug them in the back of our computers, and they have that special little plug, and we have plugged them in the wall, which is a standard procedure. And hey, and so I said, I'm sure we have some of those. I know we have them down at the embassy, because we have in our garage there are all sorts of wires and things that are available to us. And hey, in the publishing room right here in the monastery, we have some of those plugs too. Let's go and check. And so we went into the publishing room, and sure enough, in one of the drawers was 8 or 10 wonderful plugs just waiting for us to use it. So we took this plug and we plugged it into the printer, and the printer worked just fine. And Ingeborg said, thank you, that's so nice of you, that's so wonderful, I knew that I could call on you and you would know the answer. And I said, well, Ingeborg, you knew the answer too. You knew it wasn't getting electricity. And you always know the right thing to do. Well, we took the other cord that we had taken off, and it's a very nice cord. It was a very solid cord. It was put out by Hewlett-Packard to empower that wonderful printer. But in one plug area, it was frayed. Now, we have at least a dozen or more of those same type of plugs. And so we could take time to repair that plug, and then, of course, put it in the drawer with the rest of the plugs that weren't being used, or we could just throw it out. Well, I said to Anita, Anita, let's throw that thing out. Put it in the trash so that nobody's going to bring it back in again, and it's not going to give us a problem again because we don't know what's wrong with it. We don't need to take the time to repair that. We have so many others, we just dispose of it. And I said, you know, it's so accustomed for us to hang on to things. We want to hang on to things because it has some value. We have a washing machine and a dryer, and it's a two-package thing where it sits on top of each other. And for years, oh, for 10, 12, 18 years, we've used the washer-dryer, and it functioned just great. And all of a sudden, the washing machine gave out. The dryer worked just fine. And we checked with Sears, and we checked with what could be done and should be done. And as we checked, we found out that it would cost more to repair it than it would to buy a new set of washer dryer. So we went into the store and bought a new washer and dryer and brought it home. And as we bought the new washer and dryer, everything was just fine. And things went along just beautifully. Then the decision came, what do we do with the washer and dryer? So what could we do? We have this brand new washer dryer now, just beautiful, functioning perfectly in the monastery, and being very active for all of our needs. We have a washer dryer down in the embassy, and that works just fine too. And everything we have functions just great. Now, what are we going to do with this old washer dryer, where the dryer works just fine yet, and probably worked for many, many more years, and the washer is screwed to it on the bottom. It's a decked thing. And what are we going to do with it? Are we going to keep it? And are we going to just have things around here that we don't use? Are we going to have junk in our possession that we don't use? Well, that's a good tendency. And if we do that, we'll just have more and more and more things that we have to contend with. Well, as the frayed plug, because it was of no use to us, went into the trash, so the washer dryer will have to go into the trash. Now, for us to spend time trying to find someone who might like to have the dryer, we've offered it to several people already and nobody showed any interest, but who wants your old beat-up equipment like that? That's why we have places that recycle these things or throw them out or whatever. And if we hang on to these things that we no longer need or no longer use or no longer want, it's like the frayed cord. We spend more money fixing up the plug than we do buying a brand new one, which is far more adequate and far more perfect for the work that we're doing. We have a tendency to hang on to things, hang on to cords and hang on to washer and dryers and hang on to printing machines. To buy a printer for a computer today is so inexpensive that to repair it would cost you more than it would to buy it, even the more expensive printers. And it really is quite interesting when you think about it. But the printers, they just last and last and last. And now, as we progress with our equipment, we have in our storage area 5 printers that are not even being used. They have been abandoned. They're brand newish and they're just wonderful and just fantastic. But with the changes in technique and technology, these older printers no longer are beneficial. Many are black and white. And today it's all color and all laser and all wonderful. We have to let go of the past. The junkyards of the world are filled with yesterday's valuable trinkets, and today new valuable trinkets come up. New and wonderful things. The computer just a short time ago was a valuable, expensive item. Now they're so inexpensive and so available with so much more on them than ever before that it just boggles the mind to realize the progress that we are making. When we are ready to let go of our frayed plugs, as certainly Ingeborg was very ready to let go of the frayed plug on her Hewlett-Packard printer, then great and wonderful things happen in our life. Great and wonderful things take place in our world. And just as Ingeborg said, now, my plug doesn't work. What can I do? I pulled out her plug panel, and I saw a board in the back of her plug panel, which kept it from sliding back under her desk in proper manner. So I went into the garage, got a big old hammer and a big old rod, and I took it and popped in the back of the cabinet and knocked off the board that was keeping the electrical switch panel from sliding all the way back. And lo and behold, it slipped back in there so perfectly, so beautifully, and gave Ingeborg the opportunity of having the panel out of sight so that all the lights weren't flashing in her face all the time. Now, the frayed cord that spoke to us and made us think through these things did many wonderful things. It made us make slight changes in her desk. It made us make slight changes in the way that she handled everything and gave her an opportunity to have an even better and a more beautiful operation in her work. We all have this privilege. We all have this privilege of reaching out and letting go of the frayed cords in our life. But do we have the ability to do it and not give it a second thought? That's the question. That's the indication of how advanced we are in our attitude in life. Are you ready to take that step and let go of the past and live in today? Are you ready to dispose of your old computers and live with your new vibrant techniques and technologies that are available? Well, if you are, then the world is ready for you. I know it's a step we all make, and I make for myself, and you make for yourself. Have a wonderful day, and throw out that old cord. Throw out those old things that are yesterday's treasures, and be ready for today's new, exciting pathways of light, truth, and love that are taking place in your world. Have a great day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.